Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I remember we walked in what was it, that men's store that old girl used to run? Jacobs right. Men? Was it Jacobs? Jacobs for men? For men?
It's my Northway? Northway Mall?
No, at J.C. Penney Mall. Where old girl worked. What's her name? Because every time we walked in the door, she was like, ladies, ladies. and she was yelling out. I was like, she had a store full of folks. Two dudes walk in and she yelling, ladies, ladies.
and like two fools, we turn around.
like, where they at?
Oh,
man. We're going to give a disclaimer to everyone out there. Me and Keith, we're going to talk about some things right now, and we just need to say we're sorry to our girls right now. I'm sorry, but it's going down.
Exactly. And because it's first name only, they still probably don't know who it is.
yeah, man. Somebody going to know
who
it is.
And you know what, man? I got some beef with you. You know, right. I was looking at the website, and, you know, with your little disclaimer, you say first name only. But, yeah, you put my whole name out there.
oh, like, my bad.
I'm like, OJ.
Yeah, I didn't put your whole name out there. I
didn't put your name. Hey, you even put my my ID number from the military out there on. I'm like, what?
yeah, just first names only, a whole solely. Yeah.
Yeah, then you're going to say Keith Bacon.
I am so sorry. I should have said Kay Bacon.
Oh, I know you're sorry. we all know that you're sorry.
okay, girl. I know your pantyhose.
Oh, I know that's right. And you know what? I meant to tell you, too, man. I don't know if you got the email. I got that memo. You should go ahead and put that sequence off the top on today. It's going to be really nice out there on the stroll, girl. Get it right inside you, all right?
everybody wanted to be the pimp daddy, and everybody had like all the brothers with their fleet, their merchandise. I remember one time we was playing ball, and me, you, and Angie was at the Air Force Base. Do you happen to remember this? And you were playing before us. We had just got in there.
Okay.
So you know, of course, it was snow out there on the ground. So we had our other shoes on, and we just walked in. We just put
on our thigh highs. We were in thigh highs.
We were putting on our tennis shoes to play ball. And you were already out there, and you went for a layup and got fouled real hard. Angie was on the sideline, picked up. Well, I want to say her tennis shoe, really his tennis shoe, and he ran out there and said, "You done hit my pimp daddy."
Oh, man, I remember that.
oh, man.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Oh, heck no. Angie just, and the reason why we call this dude Angie, we don't know his name. So all I know is Angie.
That's sad because that's all I know. Remember, too. He had a little box.
Yeah, and he used to be on the dance floor and doing that dance, and we'd be like, go, Angie, go, go. Had the girls calling him Angie. Girls,
oh, man.
Why is his name Angie? I said, girls, a long story. I can't get into it with you.
Oh, man.
We started yelling, go, Angie.
And she went, taking off her top.
and they're stripping on the floor. But I got a picture of all of us together, me, you, Roxanne and Peaches, me and you, Angie, and Nancy Sherrill, who is Phil. Which you gave her a jacked up name. You said her name is Nancy Sherrill. And I say, why? She get two names. you said, because she's too effed up. So Nancy Sherrill.
Oh, man. but you know what, man? I tell you something, too, not only to you, but, you know, and the listeners out there. Mm-hmm. Man, it's all about having fun, and that is exactly what we did.
We
had fun. I mean, it was crazy, man.
And the thing about it was like we were superstars up there, man. Do you ever look back at that and go, man, we were the men for a minute.
you know, I tell you something too, man. Sometime me and my boy will be out, and I'll see, you know, female friends or whatnot, you know, that I hadn't seen in a long time, and you know, after introducing, you know, my boy, and later on, my boy's like, who's that? I go, oh, it's just somebody I know. And he's like, man, you know a lot of people. I go, hey, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, hey. He should have seen us when we were all up there at the same time, man, because between, I think at one point in time, between the five of us, and with Dre included, you know, Dre, the one who was drug dealing up there.
Yeah.
Is he still,
yeah, that's the truth.
Is he still up there?
You know, I hadn't seen him in years. I mean, that's
he
not to
left.
Say that he's not here, but I just, you know, probably like a typical person working home, you know. So if he is, I hadn't seen him. And then, too, sometime I get out there and shoot a couple of hoops and I out there UAA. And so
but he never did
him.
Play ball. Dre never played ball. Nah, heck, Dre was too busy slinging drugs, dog. He never did play ball. And one time, that dude came up there. He had some kind of SUV. So he was driving it, and I already knew he had that one purple car that he had, that Storm. With the link.
Wasn't he in the military, man?
No.
Okay, because I remember Purple Storm.
He was a civilian living up there. He was a civilian living up there. And his wife was a nurse on base.
Okay, that's where that tied into. Okay, and I was thinking he was military because I've seen him out there a lot. Okay, I got you.
His wife was a nurse on base. And,
man, okay.
What happened was, I know he used to drive that Storm, that purple Storm. He had custom painted with the gold rims, small little rims on that fat tires.
Yep.
So he's driving another SUV, and his wife had a BMW. So I'm like looking like, yo, that's you? He said, yeah. I said, well, what'd you do with the Storm? And he looked at me, and then I looked at him going, man, he's a drug dealer. What am I talking about? I forgot. I thought I told him somebody normal. I forgot.
No, that's right. You know vehicles ain't in the rotation when you're dealing with people like that.
It's
in the rotation.
But between the five of us, with Dre included, we knew everybody in Anchorage that went out to the club at that time.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And I think the thing about it, too, man, is, for me, even now, and this might be sad somewhat because I see people now and they're like, Bacon. I'm like, huh? You know, and then they're going long spiel. I'm like, oh, okay, what's up? So I don't know if you get old at mind stuff to go or what, but then I come to, you know, because it's been a while. It's kind of like now when I stuff talk to you, man, and we talk about certain people and I'll ask you about somebody and you're like,
and I don't remember
about
that. But if I see them, I'll probably remember. You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. Once they start talking and mention a significant event, you kind of go,
oh,
that was you, you know. Girl, you got to turn them lights on next time. You know, it was after the club. It was still dark.
What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play a song from when we used to be hanging out up there, man. I got five songs. And this first one really going to jack you because we used to sing it in my car.
I think I already know what it is.
Yeah, I know you know what it is.
It was an LK.
Say what?
I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
I was getting ready to introduce the song.
Okay,
this is ATAZP, and it's low key, like he just yelled out. I got things for you on ATAZP live, baby.
Woo!
as I'm with you. So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
You're free to come. Let the sun and the night and warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving ways could light up in
your boy Shamaestro, you know what I'm saying? Representing Lightyear Productions, you know. Man, if you need some funk tracks, R&B, you know, urban, whatever you want, man, just hit up the maestro, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy, man. 770-873-1893. Again, the number, 770-873-1893. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my boy, you know what I'm saying? T-A-Z, you know what I'm saying? I'm on A-T-A-Z-P. Recorded live, man. For sure.
ATABP Live. Your host, DAB. K Bacon in the house. KB in the house. I done threw his name all out there.
Yeah, might as well. Let me give you my middle initial.
And my social security number.
Yeah, blood type. Let me give you my blood type.
Hey, your blood type is Ho. So, this is Ho is a part two. Yeah, and you talking with the originators of the word, really, because you was a low down dirty hoe up there, dog.
Yes, you was. Yes, you was.
Yeah, yeah. If we must talk about each other, well, girl, you showed up was a hoe.
He definitely was. But you know, and I tell you something, man. First of all, with the song Low Key,
yeah,
that was a bad cut.
Yeah, yeah, it bounced it back, didn't it?
Oh, man. And you know what, I tell you something, not only that song, it may not be on the same level as Keith Sweat and Luther, but, man, that song right there, you getting some draws, you put that joke on.
Yeah, don't know. And speaking of draws, speaking of them, I already put the disclaimer out already. And speaking
That's
of
right.
them, we still love our girls, huh? But we talking about what's going on back then.
That's right.
I think I was the one who introduced you to your girl now.
Yeah, you know what? And I explained that story to her. You know, sometimes people ask, you know, like typical, maybe like you and your girl, how'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
And the story is so funny for the listeners that, of course, are listening. It goes like this. Basically, of course, TJ knew me, and his girl then knew my lady now.
Yeah.
And she would tell her, yeah, girl, he said he liked you, blah, blah, blah. And then she would, you know, tell me that she said, oh, yeah, she likes you too. And we never really said a word of such. So it was kind of funny.
It was New Year's Eve when y'all actually did meet, right?
At the NCO, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because when I told you, here you go, here's your first TJ, how she look.
Oh, you damn right.
And that's the first thing you said. You didn't even want to beat her up. I said, man, I got a girl. Wait a minute. How she look? Man, she fire. She's fine.
Oh,
and you didn't
let me down. You did not let me down.
You was like, man, girl, don't have me walking into some mess. It's New Year's Eve.
and you know what? And you know, make it so funny. Fast forward, I just didn't realize, you know, she made me quit my game.
you hit all kind of breaks. Anchors came out. Everything.
Hey, man, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if I ever told you this, but, you know, which is maybe the reason why I said what she looked like is, which, of course, I appreciate you didn't let me down, by the way. But, man, I was on CQ. We were pulling battalion CQ, and, you know, sometimes people call and ask for certain people. And,
right.
You know, you kind of go, what company, and blah, 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 transferred or whatnot. But this particular night, a female had called, and I'd answer the phone, you know,
mm-hmm.
Strike First, First 17th, you know, the little call sign we use. Anyway. And so
right.
She heard my voice, and she asked for a particular person, and I said, well, you know, I don't know his name, but hold on a second. I got the, I think it was Sergeant Harris, and he's talking to her, and to make a long story short, she was like, well, who's the guy that was just talking? You know, he sounded good, and, you know, and I'm like, okay. And so to make a long story short, we set up, okay, when we get off of CQ the next morning, which was, what, 8 o'clock,
right.
I said, we'll come by there. We'll go to breakfast first, you know, Bacon and I, which Sergeant Harris was saying this. He said, Bacon and I go to breakfast, and we'll come by because the deal was, you know, they had a flag football game. We had a flag football game there behind the Buckner Fieldhouse on Fort Rich, you know. And
mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, man. We drive over there. And, you know, and I'm asking, you know, what you look like? You know, just typical conversation. She goes, yeah, I look a little bit like Janet. I got brown eyes. And she says she's about 5'7", 5'8", so I'm thinking, that's kind of tall, okay. But anyways, you know, she gave a good description. Man, TJ, we go over there. And mind you, you know, now we have on our uniform, okay?
Right.
Just got off CQ, so we goes to the door because they gave her the address, her and her friend. We knock on the door, And Harris asked for, I forgot the young lady's name, and it was her, and, man, she was, man, jacked up. And, and then make it so bad, you know, the lady he asked for was actually the one who answered the door, and mind you, we have on our uniforms, right? And he goes, "Oh, this is Sergeant Harrison," points to me, because she was jacked up, and you know, we just laughed. But no, we just playing. But man, we went in. Man, TJ, and I advise a lot of people out there. I don't know, you know, about the blind date thing, but that was the first time I ever did a blind date, and it was the last. Man, TJ, it was the last.
And yeah, you went blind with me, though, because you took it in coming from a fellow hoe in.
Exactly. Well, you know what? And the good thing about that, because we knew each other, I said, okay, my boy's not going to put me out there.
He's not out there. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, we were already out there, but he ain't going to put me way out there with no map, you know, no direction to get back to home base. But, you didn't let me down, but TJ, so I would say to people out there, you know, do your homework. When you go on a blind date, the best thing you could do, if you're going to meet up at some place, you know, tell a young lady you have on a different. Yeah, and not only that, tell her you're wearing a different color, so when she tell you what color she's wearing, when you get there, if she's jacked up, you can bail out. She don't even think it's you because you didn't have on that particular color.
Color,
so
yeah, true.
That out there.
That's what I used to do. I said I was driving a BMW when I was really driving a beat-up Rabbit. And I go in the parking lot and swoop by and look for the, you know, the red Plymouth. And she looked like the tent. I got to drive on.
Exactly. And you're good to go, like I said, because she's looking for a particular color, and, you know, you wasn't in that color. So, but, yeah, you didn't let me down, man. That's probably why I pursued it, because, you know, initially I was like, okay. And then
your eyes fell out your head when you first met her. So, I said, girl, pick up your eyes. You're embarrassing me.
Your eyelashes on the ground, girl. Pick up your eyelashes. We just bought those.
Have respect before I backhand you.
Get it together out here, girl. But yeah,
I want you to tell the story. Well, you know about half of it. Remember that night when, well, I'm gonna have to use the first name, Millicent. Remember Millicent?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know.
Yeah.
I know you're going, yeah. Remember?
She used to live right out there off of Northern Lights, too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, because we went over there. You know, you took me over there a couple times, and I remember.
I remember you. She came in the club looking for me after I had left. I remember I had told you, man, girl drinking. She drunk every day. I'm not feeling it. I'm not even going to see her no more. You was like, what? You ain't going to see her no more, man. I got to give that up. And I know you was like, man, she fine now, but you got to give it up. You got to give it up. So I had left and went to the NCO club because I told you I was gone. And she came in there that night and had on them tight jeans and came and talked to you and asked where I went. And you told her, right? And she left out. Then you told me that Phil came over there and said, who was that? that's TJ's girlfriend. And Phil was like, man, he told me he had a girlfriend. I didn't believe him. That was his girl.
Who would believe you or me or he would have him and I, as well as yourself, would have a girlfriend. So, I remember that story.
Because we was always out there at the club every night. And, see, that's when I was getting ready to go, well, I'm going to stop seeing her because she drank too much. So, I was out at the club every night. Then he's like, man, you ain't got no girlfriend. You're out here all the time. I said, I do have one, but she get ready to get the boot, though. And he's like, no, Jay. Okay. So when I came back to the club the next week, the bouncers let us in free because we used to be in there all the time. So I just walked straight in.
They thought we worked there or something.
Because we was there a lot.
Exactly.
And that was a cattle company now. And I was standing there in the middle of the cattle company, and Phil ran up to me, started shaking my hand. Now, he
waving my hand. In the meantime, I'm waving at everybody I see sitting down. Girl, I'm going to get with you. Give me your number. Hey, what's up, girl? And pointing at every girl in the club. What's up, bro? You know, one bro. About five, you know, I'm pointing at everybody. The whole time I'm saying hi to everybody around the whole club, Phil still got a hole in my hand shaking it. So I was like, man, why you got my hand? And I pulled it back. And I said, why are you shaking my hand so long? He go, man, your girl came in here last, and when he said that, that's all he got out. Man, your girl came in here. No, first he started with, how you do it? I said, how do you what? How do you do it? And I'm looking at him like, how do what, nigga? And that's when he busted out. Man, your girl, and when he said that, I ran and started laughing because I knew what he was talking about. He goes, man, her waistline is about this small, but her backside is this. We talking about Buffy the Body. But he had Buffy the Body beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when you said that, you said, I was like, well, how did he know? And she was talking to Keith. I said, okay, she do know Keith. That dude was all, and he's still talking about that to this day, man. She was
man.
Hey, I had to give up. She
I
was
know that's
drunk.
Right. Yeah,
from way back.
You don't want, yeah, exactly. You don't want to get like that, man. With it being that bad, so you did the right thing, man.
Well, matter of fact, recently I've talked to her. She's a missionary in the church now.
Wow. Now wow. Where was stated? What state are
she lives in D.C. now, where she was from.
Really?
But remember, her brother lived up there. He was a preacher. He had a church up there. And what sent her back home is her father got sick, and then he eventually ended up passing away.
Passing away.
And they all left Alaska because she had a brother and a sister that was married. One sister was married to a preacher of one church, and her brother was a preacher at another church.
Uh-huh.
And when their father got sick, they all up and left together.
So now, was she originally? Well, no, she was originally from D.C., right?
Yeah, right.
So how did she get up, to Alaska here? Or
well, her brother and sister was already living up there.
Okay. So she came up by way of them.
Yeah. After they were already up there.
Oh man, but yeah, man, I must say we had some good times, man. Oh man,
great times, man.
Hey,
well,
what
about that fashion show we did with Carmen?
Oh, man. You know what? I was thinking about that, and I said, now, which one did you – because I did a couple with Carmen. I did one.
I only did the one that we did the 60s, 70s, 80s, and we did all the –
decades, where we were on Elmendorf, right? Elmendorf?
Yeah, we were. And we did the lip syncs to them, too.
Hey, now, what did we do the lip sync to? OJ, some old group, man.
We did the Temptations.
I got Sunshine, no.
I got Sunshine.
Okay.
That was the Temptations. The 70s, we did Sugar Hill Gang.
Wow.
You remember?
Man,
you
got a good memory, yeah.
Yeah, the third.
You know, that's funny you say that because I was about to ask.
Yeah, that weirdo.
Oh yeah, man, put me in there. There you go.
That
put me out there.
Wig. You had the Afro wig.
I now remember because you had that long Dolly Parton wig you were wearing, right? with the headband, the sweatband, singing
well,
"Coal Miner's Daughter."
As I remember, Big Bang Hank didn't have no pantyhose on. But you were showing them quite well, girl, with the rip on the side. With the rip
hey, sometimes
the
you got to do what you got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? To make that dollar.
When you got monster thighs, you can't help it.
Yeah, because I remember you went out of step a couple times because that wig was getting heavy on your head. I'm like, damn, girl, come on. Get back in step.
Back to reality, girl.
That was reality.
Back to reality for real. We did on the 80s, we did Troop.
We sure did. Now, I don't think I was on that one. I did that
You wasn't on that one.
And yeah, then, it was you. Uh-huh. It was Derek and somebody else.
On that particular song, we needed one for the 80s, and nobody could come up with one for the 80s. And remember, everybody had went to the field, like, the week before the actual get down, remember?
Right.
And the girls kept on practicing their junk because they was there. But we couldn't practice ours because everybody was in the field, and they didn't get out till like, the night before. So we needed a...
Man, didn't we do Jodeci or no?
Yeah, they did Jodeci. You wasn't in it.
Right.
They had on that white camouflage white.
Exactly. But you know what? It was sharp. It was like a parka. Wasn't it like a winter parka? That you know.
It was the liner, dude. It was the liner.
Yes.
It was the liner. Look,
man.
And the dudes went and got their liners.
But it was sharp.
Because it had the hoodie on the back.
And that's what Jodeci, I think, had on something similar to that for that video.
Sure enough. And they looked like Jodeci.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Do they even do fashion shows anymore other than like maybe the Ebony Fashion Fair? Is there a lot of locals that do fashion shows like in your town?
Yeah, they do.
Because I don't see it too much,
especially down here, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because a lot of people got their own clothing line.
There you go.
They don't do it that much here. I mean, maybe I just don't know about it.
But the thing about it, when we did that troop, I was like, we were sitting there pondering. Like, yo, man, we need another lip sync. And here I go. Well, I know that song by Troop. All I do is think of you. And they were like, you know it. I said, I know it by every word. So what we did, I ran and got the tape. We put it down, man. It was so easy. They was like, man, we ain't got to worry about that. You got the whole song. So I did the whole song. And speaking of which, I got the song right here.
Yeah, man.
Come on, what was you going to say?
No, man, that's cool, man. So you say you have that song?
Right here. On ATHDP, recorded live, All I Do Is Think of You by Troop.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
That's my boy G. Wright, the host of the Heart of Love show, one of the cats that I do music with, gospel singer extraordinaire. Sounds like Luther and Christopher Williams, a cross between. Matter of fact, I'm going to plug G. Wright. G. Wright plugged himself half to death in that promo for me. I'm going to plug him one more time. Just go to www.gwrightonline.com. That's www.gwrightonline.com. That is his website. You can order his CD that's coming out. Again, this is ATAZT Live, and I'm with Keith Bacon from Anchorage, Alaska. Most people don't believe there are black folks in Alaska. Tell them, Keith.
Yeah, they all over. Too many now.
Whole lot of Negroes up there.
I know, that's right. Messing up a brother's game. Competition.
I remember Mountain View was almost like the ghetto. If a girl said she lived in Mountain View, you'd be going, well.
But, hey, you know what? Well, and what makes that so bad, too, man, going back to the story about the blind date, you know, of course, when you first come up here, obviously you don't know what's a black community because you don't know. We live on Fort Rich. What do we know? But, make a long story short, she lived in Mountain View.
She did.
So wish I would have known now, knew then what I know now. You know how that story goes. But, man, she sure did. She sure did. But, yeah, it's quite a few blacks. And actually, man, they did a little survey, and they found that it's actually more of your Asians that are up here than they're almost dominating in comparison to the white community. Yeah.
There was a whole lot of blacks, though, because, I mean, dang, I didn't know it was like that. At first, when they first sent me up there, I was very distraught, to say the least. They said, you will be spending 4 years in Anchorage. Man, come on. And I had just re-enlisted, too. I did was I got out the service because I didn't want to be in Germany no longer.
Right.
So when I got out, as soon as I got back home to Ohio, I went back to the recruiter and got right back in.
Okay.
And they told me I had to go to Alaska. I was like, ain't there anywhere else I can go?
Yeah, like, I want to get back out. Well, you know what, man? Go ahead.
When they told me I had to go to Alaska, I was crying because I didn't think nobody black lived up there.
Well, you know, I tell you, I felt the same way as far as you were distraught. When I flew over, I mean, because, you know, when you think about it, when you do your little research, basically the only thing they show about Alaska is more so the tourist-type attractions, hunting, fishing, you know, wildlife, you know. So, man, as I was flying over, you know, coming into Alaska, you know, of course, by way of Canada, flying over to Canada, you see all these mountains with nothing but snow. You're like, man, damn, what did I get myself into? But then, you know, as we got closer, I saw a McDonald's. I go, well, you know, maybe this won't be too bad, you know. You seen a restaurant, you know, yeah, you seen something that you can recognize. And
That didn't do it for me, because I was at the reception station. I was asking all kind of questions. Man, is there any women out here? That's the main thing, because, you know, kicked them real quick. Yeah. And nobody had an answer for me because everybody was white. Well, there are some women up here, but, you know, they didn't give me no heart.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It was Friday night when I got there. So that night I went out to the NCO club. Let me see. You know, let me go in here. And my mom was worried about me, man. She was truly worried about me because I said there ain't no blacks up here. I ain't going to have no fun. I'm just going to be a hermit. I'm going to be living in the barracks, whatnot.
Ooh.
Okay. Man, I got to the SEO club and seen all the red bones down there.
I know that's right.
the next morning, I told my mom, don't worry about me. I'm my car next week. Next year.
Don't send in those greens. They got greens there. Hey, probably one song came to mind. You probably like, Freaks Come Out at Night. Hey, it was on, wasn't it, man?
It was on and popping.
Well, you know what? When I came up, and what made it so bad, man, our in-processing station, it had a museum with wildlife. You remember that one? I remember that.
So
that made it much, for me, it made it much worse, man, because I was like, okay. Stuffed bears. I'm like, man, what did I get myself into?
I was trying to tell you, but when I got that first case of going out, I was all good.
And you know what? I'm right there with you, brother.
And then look, wait a minute. They told me at the NCO club, I said, well, you know, is there any more clubs around here? You know, I got with my people and everything. I was all happy. Is there any more clubs? Well, they got a party house. A party house?
Oh, yeah.
But you ain't allowed to go.
Yep. And the after hours. Oh, yeah.
Explain the party house to the people, man.
When I learned of the party house, it was definitely a crash course. Okay, basically the party house was a after hours night little. It was actually a house or maybe it was like a little house, I believe. Then again, it was so cruddy, you probably didn't even see any furniture. But anyway, it basically opened up. They opened their doors about 2:33. So basically, either when the club let out or you know. And pretty much any and just about everything, I believe, went on there.
The only part I visited was the party room and where they were serving the food at. That was it.
Exactly. The same thing with me. Guy that was one of my friends that was over the station, you know, next door there in Elmendorf, which is only about, two miles from Fort Ritz. They're basically both attached. But anyway, he took me by there, and as soon as he opened the door, I'm like, oh, man, I can't go in there because all you smell was, you know, people doing their thing. And it was like, man, I can't go in there. You know, we in the military, you know how that goes.
They had a marijuana room. They had a cocaine room.
Oh, man.
I didn't go in them rooms. I popped in there one time. I seen them in there with spoons or cocaine. I walked right back out. And got back to the, hey, do you want to go party? Take a wing.
And that's what I did. I assessed the situation quick. I felt spoons. I'm like, they ain't eating no cereal. Something else is going on, you know. And I ain't seen no bones, no soup or nothing. I'm like, no, man.
Wait a minute. Every time I went there was some old drama going on, man. Okay, the first time I went, because it said clearly, that weekend, I was reading the little paper on post. Soldiers must not go to these places. And they had all the party house addresses. And I said, I'm going, because it's fun. I'm going. So the minute I got in there, they played about two records, and all of a sudden the DJ, the record stopped. They turned the TV on, and they turned the lights off. I'm like, what's going on? And we all, you got to sit on the couch.
What?
Police coming. The police.
Hey, but you know what, man? You know
what? I didn't want to be there with the police.
Exactly. And you know, the thing about it, too, man, this is another one of those sayings, you know, I wish I knew then what I know now. They had like two or three pit bulls right at the front, you know, so it's kind of like.
Oh, you had to walk a maze because it was dark. You stayed on the other side of the street, and you had to wait for that dude to come get you. And the dude comes get you. And you gotta follow where he walked because see they had them bulls strategically spaced. So if you were walking straight, one of them would eat you up.
Hey,
and when you walk by, they'd be pulling it, and I'd be like, oh hell no.
And you know the music's so loud, you be screaming like some old girl that they wouldn't have heard you anyway. You know what, man? That is you are exactly right. And it was like
you had to walk a maze.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are we walking like this and the house is over there? Whoa, I see him.
and then in some cases you wouldn't see him, but you hear a chain and you're like, well, let me just stop. You know, let me walk in his foot. Oh, man, it was crazy.
It was crazy. And then they frisked you at the door, had the prostitutes frisking hitting you at the door.
Oh,
one girl, man, one girl was feeling all my stuff. I felt raped.
You felt like, violated,
I just,
huh?
I was mad. I got mad. I was like, why are you rubbing on me so hard? There ain't no gun. It's a bazooka. But it ain't no... it ain't no gun.
Trust me. Oh, man, but yeah, I think we were in there probably 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, you know, and we assessed that situation. Well, you know what? He had been there before, but, the Air Force is real lenient. They didn't really, you know, do no drug tests like they would, you know, in the Army, you know, random quite often. But so we got out of there quick, and I said, oh, no. So like I said, knowing...
I went in
what
there a few times. I was hard at it because I went back in there one time, and the owner, he turned the music off and said, ain't nobody leaving. Lock the door. All right, looking like, why are we locking the doors? He said, I lost my gun, and I got to get my gun back before somebody leave out of here. I told that dude straight up to his face, I'm getting four chicken wings, and I'm rolling out.
Well, you know what, man? Speaking of that, go ahead, TJ.
Go on.
You know, speaking of that, man, fast forward from that time, maybe about 6 or 7 years, the actual guy that ran that place was actually busted and stuff.
And how did he get busted, Keith? I remember now. Go on.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't
this
know.
The dude was on the run. Remember?
Yeah, he was on the run, yeah.
Because it was, I guess, for some drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was on the run, and he had on a blonde wig trying to fly in the airport.
Yeah, he definitely, that's where they called him, I believe, in the airport. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Go ahead.
No, go on.
And, you know, just to give you, the listeners, a little history on the size of Alaska. Alaska is the largest state, and I think, geography-wise, they said it stretches from California to Florida and then goes up a few states. It is a big state, but the city itself, Anchorage, is not that big. I think we have a population now maybe close to 700,000.
Really?
So he really couldn't hide, I mean, in the city itself because it's not that big.
No, he couldn't. It's not that big. It's stretched out in miles, but it's not that big with a lot of people.
Right, yeah, the population's not that big. It's the biggest city, but it's not that big.
Because you drive from Main Post to Diamond Mall, that takes you a good hour, wouldn't it?
No, it probably...
I mean...
Maybe half hour.
I'm thinking an hour because of the snow was on the ground.
Well, see, you got to remember, when you were out there soliciting, it took you a while because some of your Johns, you know, would let you out because they're like, look, sugar, I only got a 30-minute lunch. So it probably took you a while, but you're right, though, pretty much.
About 45 minutes to an hour. If it was a lot of snow and you were still driving.
Yeah, we get a lot of snow, people. Yeah, we get. I don't know if you've enlightened your listeners in terms of your previous shows about, you know, maybe your time up here, or is this the first time they've learned of Alaska?
This is the first time. This is the first time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state. I will say that, man. It's definitely, you know, if you love the sun, it's definitely in the summertime. It's probably 20, 21 hours of sunlight. It's a beautiful place. It really is. Not that I sound like I'm a tourist or work for
the
visitors bureau or something. But yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Well, I plan on coming up there next year in May.
Yeah, that's what you and you guys were saying the other day.
Yeah.
That I was gonna come back.
It'll be in May. Hopefully, it been warmed up a little bit.
Well, you know, and I was going to mention that to you, but I think you had to run or something. But I would say more so June. May is not too bad. You know, you still have your cool morning.
It just started breaking up then, huh?
Yeah, well, it's breaking up right now. But then again, TJ, man, it's been crazy, man. It's just, I believe that whole global warming thing, man, has been taking effect definitely here because it's been like breakup for the last you know, almost a month, at least 3 weeks. And so it's been getting warm. So, yeah,
well,
man, we definitely.
You got another month before. Let me know something when May comes.
Well, and that's what I was saying. You may want to think more so June or the end of May, because I was telling my boy, I said, we got to get these jet skis out. And then one guy's like, well, you can go out now. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to jet ski around no ice. What's wrong with you? You lost your mind.
And the ice become potholes, which is really crazy.
Oh, man.
And then, wait a minute, y'all still get those tremors from time to time?
Oh, yeah. We don't get them as much, man, which is kind of scary, because you wonder if we're going to get that big one like it was in 69, 68, something like that.
Pretty
much annihilated the port area and took a lot of lives. But so it makes you wonder when you don't get any, you're like, okay, are we going to get this real big one? But, yeah, it's you guys obviously don't get them down there. But
We had one about 2 years ago in Georgia. And look, y'all, look, I was in the mobile home, right?
Yeah.
And then you know how you get those up there, you get those shakes where it felt like somebody shook you and you move in the bed.
Yep.
Dog, I was in the middle and it shook me to the edge. I'm like, damn, I'm not even lost. The first thing I thought was the mobile home was just falling apart. That's what I thought. And then I had the news on. I was just getting ready to get up out of bed because it was time to go to work. I had the news on, and they said, we just had a 5.5 earthquake in Atlanta, Georgia. What? I was tripping, man.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I was up there, I knew what they were like.
You know what they felt. But I guess it would be amazing to get one down there, and they don't normally happen, if it probably hasn't happened for you, because probably the first time, because – since you've been there, was the first time, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so, yeah.
But I know what one feels like, because when I was talking to Glass, you remember Glass, I was talking to him. He was in the parking lot down washing his car, and I had my window open because my room was right there.
Yeah.
And I stuck my head out the window to yell at him, what time are we getting ready to go out? You know, that's all we cared about now.
Yeah.
And as I told him that, man, the whole building did a damn buckle. And when it buckled where the window was at, instead of my head being out the window, my whole shoulders and back was standing. I was like, damn. And then it curved back in real quick. Oh, man. That's the first time I said, I need to get away from this state.
But you know what, man, I tell you something too, man. We had one probably about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and the tremor lasted, I kid you not, at least 20 seconds. And that's a long time. That is a long time.
Wait a minute. What was you doing, dog?
Okay, this is exactly what I did. Okay. You know, you seem to have a plan about things. Okay, I'm going to do this if this happens.
Yeah.
At this particular time, we were up at her mom and dad's house.
Right.
And I don't know if I was going to the garage. I was in the hallway going to the garage. Just to show you how that dumbness kick in. Man, I ran to the garage.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a door right there, and then there's a garage. I don't know if you've been up to a parent's house.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, but anyway, man... I run in the garage, which I was already headed that way anyway. And don't you know, my little dumb self, instead of opening, mind you, there's a door right there. I hit the garage door waiting on it to come up. I said, man, but then we had one where I was at home. I was in the garage cutting something. I forgot what it was I was cutting, but I was having a little circular saw and I was cutting some wood. Anyway, a tremor hit, and this one lasted probably about 10 seconds, which is a long time. My girl was upstairs, and she come running at us. She's like, baby, it's an earthquake. And I look up, and I go, I know. I go, where's the dog? You know, she just left the dog. and then I start laughing. I go, see, you talk about, oh, you know, if something happened, we'd grab the dog. I said, you left the dog? She was like, man, please. But, yeah, them earthquakes, man, they are no joke. As you probably
obviously. They laugh because the times I was up there, one would last like about a half a second, and that would be it.
Yeah.
A good little shake.
And see, that's the thing, just to, again, enlighten some of the listeners about earthquakes, you know, wherever it hit, you still have the aftershock that will probably do just as much or more damage. And, man, it is no joke. But I must say,
I could never imagine 20 seconds, though, Keith. I couldn't.
You know, that's a long time, man.
That is a long time to be sitting shaking. And you, 20 seconds, you're going, oh, hell no. What am I going to do? Oh, hell no. The building might fall.
And you know what? It's crazy, man. For a brief moment, the one that happened, we were at home and I was in the garage. For a brief moment, because, you know, it was like 3 or 4 seconds later, you know, I look up and I was starting to look at what I had in the garage on the wall, like, okay, am I going to try to catch some of this stuff before it either hits me or, you know, I'm going to think hit something else. And, man, people, listeners, earthquakes are no joke.
And neither are, what you call it?
Tornado
volcanoes. Volcanoes exploding.
And you know what?
I was up there for that one.
Okay. Was that the one where it was like you basically it was like dark all the time? You needed a mask to actually breathe some decent air.
That was so crazy because I seen it on the news and the news said, "Here they go." I just got through washing my black car too, and the news said, "Oh, the volcano erupted. It shot ash up in the air about a couple miles long, and in another hour, ash will be covering all the Anchorage and all the surrounding areas." And I'm like, I ran downstairs, girl, and I had a sheet. I had a sheet that I passed out to you girls when y'all do y'all business. I grabbed one of them sheets and covered my car. Everybody else was looking at me like, "What are you doing?" I said, "The ash is coming. It's coming." They said it. And it hadn't started yet, Keith. About 30 minutes later, man, it was like somebody had set a fire out, and all that ash just went.
Oh, my God.
It was rough, boy.
And see, that very rarely happens. I mean, not the volcano erupting, but to where it actually erupts so hard to where it blows ash miles and miles and miles away, but it is happening. Yeah, man. But I guess too, man. I don't know. Maybe for me, maybe because we hadn't had no major earthquake to where it, you know, kind of did damage like it did in '68 or '69, or California or Japan. But I would rather take that than the tornado season in Florida or hurricane. And so I don't know.
I don't know, dog. I don't think I could take the earthquake one. I'd rather take the ash blowing up. I could take that.
You'd rather take that?
Yeah, I'd rather take that. That's a safer thing. I could get a mask for that. You can't get a mask for no earthquake. You can't.
Yeah, it's called knock me out. Yeah, no, you're right, man. But it was funny because we were out a couple years ago. We cruised out of Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Caribbean cruise. And we actually bypassed Cabo St. Lucas because they said it was a hurricane. And so we went like 100 miles away. And imagine we went 100 miles out around, and man, the seas were still rough. So I said, man, I can only imagine people have gone through that hurricanes and stuff. I mean, I have no clue of what that would be like. I mean, you know, not necessarily be in it, but, you know.
Well, I was in the eye of a tornado when I was down in Fort Hood. I was in the eye in the middle. So when you're in the middle, you don't get tore up.
I think what saved you is you probably had on that long wig and all that debris just kind of blew around. So, and you put them big thunder thighs around one of them light poles, girl. Shake it up!
I want you to think about, we're going to take a break and listen to another song. What I want you to think about is the time we were at Carmen's house for the barbecue after the fashion show.
Fashion show, yeah.
And then also the fashion show we didn't do. This song I'm getting ready to play is by Climax with Bernadette Cooper. And since we're talking about hoes, for the old dog in you on ATAZP Live, baby.
We know what men are like. We've been dealing with you guys for a long time, and y'all can be dogs. I thought I had a good dog until he went bow wow.
Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live.
In the house, KB, that was Rolanda 700, one of the girls that I do music for who lives in Ohio, and today her father passed away. All prayers goes out to Roro and her family.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, that was some of my music too, of course, and I know, boy, when you would get some of them emails with some of the songs that I've done, you were tripping out like, boy, this nigga is.
Well, you know, partially, yes. On the other half, I was like, I don't expect nothing else from TAZ, you know?
Yeah, because I was doing it through little loops up there, but now that I'm doing my own music, I know you really were truly bugging out, like, that sound good.
and not only that, man, because you have more time, unlike when you were here, being in the military, you were in and out of the field and, you know, in and out there, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
you have more time now.
Well,
so
it really didn't matter because
really
it really didn't because remember I was still doing songs. Remember, if you thought about it,
you're doing a little bit more networking now, though. I mean,
oh yeah, I'm doing a lot more because got the radio show. I got the radio. That,
yeah,
I'm doing the drop. And you hear people saying ATAZP recorded live. That's
right.
For the other show on ATAZP.com. That's
right.
The other show that people pay $10 a year subscription and listen
right.
to. Right now, there's 75 shows up right now. So you got 75 hours of TAZ already ahead, and then there's more to come within that year. And that's my other show that's Wild and Loose, and we don't care what the heck we say. We try to beep it out, but we can't beep it all the time. And we're beeping by my beep, you know, and it's all late. Nigga be saying, nigga, beep. What the fuck you beeping me, my beep? All late.
Hey, be like those Chinese movie caps, and he's done talking, and you start hearing the word.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is. Late to death. And I'll be like, looking, sometimes we be talking, and it's regular talk when you with your boy,
right?
So when he's like, yo, man, we did all this shit, and then it dawned on you, he just cussing all up on the show, beep, 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 all late.
Well, you know, then that's when they come up with, like, especially in a lot of the sports venue on TVs where they have a 3-4 second delay, you know.
Right.
I guess when it's live, it's live.
Well, yeah, hey, we do got about a 10-second delay on the show because if you listen to it online now, we're 10 seconds ahead of what you're listening to at all times. Check this
ahead?
Out. Ahead. We're talking in real time, so they listening to probably, I'm waiting a few more seconds, the thing that I said, they listening to it 10 seconds, is just now playing. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
So
the power of the internet, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess it's good because then it allows maybe them to either, the administrators there to either beep it if they can, I guess.
They don't beep nothing. I listened to a few shows because at first I thought you wasn't allowed to cuss neither. And we lost Keith Bacon. We just up and he clicked out. Goodness gracious. What I'm going to do, so we can get Keith Bacon back, what I'm going to do is play another song, which I do got. And I want to play, I'm looking for it, Second to None. We used to jam this up in Alaska. He's back on. Wait a minute. Z-Talk, baby, you clicked out.
Yeah, man, you know, with us being up in the boonies up here.
I'll give it. Play another song real quick because oh my God, we lost Keith Bacon.
Yeah, a dog sled team went by and messed up my connection.
I thought it was one of your jobs hit your phone.
They said, "Girl, let's go." I told you my lunch is 30 minutes.
Girl, you've been yapping long enough.
You on the clock.
Go take care of some business.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, look, man, let me call you. I'll call you from the truck.
In the middle of the downstroke. Oh, okay.
No, man,
before the break, I was talking about that barbecue at Carmen's house.
Carmen's.
Yeah. Do you happen to remember, and you probably don't remember. You probably
now was it actually at Carmen's or maybe her mom's or was it at
Carmen's? No, it was at Carmen's house because she had the little upstairs where you could see over.
Right. Okay. Okay. You know, man, I really don't remember that. I was thinking.
But, okay, we was out there. Nobody didn't want to cook. Carmen didn't want to cook it. Didn't want to grill it.
Yeah,
so I said, I'll grill it. And she had all that meat. I said, I'll grill it. Remember, and we got out there, we was running two grills. And we had, if you remember, we had that boneless chicken on the grill. Remember that? And I was like, I'm just going to eat this before it's going out.
You know what? I think I remember that we were grilling out front.
Yeah, and you tasted it, you're like, girl, hope you ready to eat one of these.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's good for. That was on, man. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about it was we ate so much out by the grill, when we bought it in, we didn't want to eat. We had
they're probably like, where the chicken breast?
we were killing them, man. And see,
man, that brings up a good point now that you've said that, because to let your listeners know, you would make a damn good wife.
Wait a minute, girl.
Let me tell
you about what you did.
She didn't cook.
Remember we went to that one house, and you was there, and they had a party. And so we said we want some baked beans, and they just had regular baked beans out the can. Here you go. Wait a minute. You got to hook these beans up. You got some ground meat.
That's right.
You
That's
remember
right.
that? You got some ground meat, girl. You cooked
them up.
Ground meat. You hooked it up, got some
hooked
onions.
Up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hooked it up. And then,
ladies
and gentlemen of the audience, this big thigh girl can cook herself.
That's right. You don't have a can open, put them in between my thighs. Crunch. Hey, you know what? And speaking of the fashion show, too. The one that didn't take place. I remember that one very well.
Yeah. Well, you explain it.
Okay. What happened was I don't know, say conned or suckered once the story unfolds here. We were doing a fashion show for a good friend of ours and her mom. Actually, I think she was doing it and her mom was, I don't know, supplying the clothes.
Her mom was the one that was in charge.
In
Roxanne,
charge.
We knew Roxanne. Even though she got your same first name, we know Rock.
And number nine is Rock, the Rock.
Yours is Rock.
The R-O-C-K.
Yours is the Rock.
So maybe best have some Roxanne on you. But, yeah, and so we were doing the fashion show. You know, sweating blood and tears and everything, you know, practicing and whatnot. And then we're like, okay, Roxanne, you know.
No, we didn't even, wait a minute, Kat. We didn't go practice.
We didn't
practice because, remember, they came and recruited us because we were the stars in that last. You know, we were one of the stars.
And you know what? That's right. They said we didn't need to practice.
They said we didn't need to practice. So
okay,
we didn't get.
Now, look, let me tell the story. You're going to mess me up, make it sound like I'm lying.
Okay.
You're like, get it right, girl.
Get it right.
And so basically maybe the day before the show we were like, hey, you know, can we let our significant others come in free? I mean, you know, we're doing the show. And then Roxanne's like, yeah, Mama let y'all do that. You know, we're like, okay. So the day of the show now, we're talking maybe an hour or so, maybe.
Yeah,
and
we
show up and we were like, you know, we said, what's going on? And I think, I don't know if we talked to her mom. And she's like,
no. She talked to her mom.
Yeah, she's like, no, they're going to have to pay. And me and TJ look at each other. Man, we were gone.
Here's what you said. Well, I don't know what you're getting ready to do. And you was packing your stuff back. I'm getting ready to leave.
See, I don't want to put it out there like that. I want to make it look like we both were in on it.
Well, you were violent with it. You were real niggerish. About to say, because here's what you did. She said, we walked back there and talked to her. We said, well, where's Mrs. So-and-so? Went back there. Can our girls get in for free? And she said, no, they're going to have to pay like everybody else.
Oh,
we walked
man,
back there with the rest of the models. We looked. You looked around. You grabbed your stuff. Hey, here you go. TJ, I don't know what you're getting ready to do. And as you were throwing stuff back in, but I'm getting ready to leave. She paid us. I'm hungry anyway. I'm going to go get there with you. And we went to Captain D's at 8, remember?
Yeah. Man, I just thought, you know what's so funny, man? Of course, you were gone, but I still seen her mother because her mother was good with my old lady's parents. So we would have barbecues up there, and, you know, and I knew she obviously knew who I was, of course. But, let me tell you this, man. Let me tell you this. She also had a balloon delivery thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and she had asked me, hey, you know, do you want to do like the strippogram, you know, deliver the balloons and do like a show? And I'm like, okay. And then I go, how much, you know? She said, well, I charged the customer $75. And then she goes, and I'll give you $35. And I'm like, no, I wasn't going out like that. I'm doing all the work. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all the work. I mean, and the business itself was her income was mainly the flowers and, you know, and the balloons or whatever, you know. And
right,
so I'm doing all the work,
charging,
and I'm like,
and she charging a hoe on the side.
Because
she's getting good at my game.
I said, girl, I'll go back to Leroy if you're going to be paying them kind of prices. My pimp Leroy treated me right. He gave me a punch card at 7-Eleven to get something to drink, at least. But yeah, man, it was funny, man. I was like, you charging $75, and you just give me $35, and I'm doing all the work. And I said, no. Yeah. Well, we got more stories, of course, and that's only just a tip of the iceberg of the stories that TAZ and I have.
Man, there's so many good memories. I'm telling you. I mean, we had fun to the hill, and we lived it every day. It was every day was something that was gonna go on. That we had to be at, and we had to be there. You gonna be there? Yeah, I'm gonna be there. You know, so. And it's good talking to you too, man. One day you need to come down here to the A.
You know, I need to because, you know, I have a couple of cousins actually that live in actually Atlanta, so I need to.
But you know,
down there and check you out.
You know, we have the annual house party in October, which is in conjunction with Columbus Day holiday. So the Saturday before Columbus Day, we had the party. And this year, we're actually doing it live on this radio station right here.
Oh, okay.
For 2 hours. We're doing it live. And the guy, G. Wright, that you heard on one of the commercial breaks.
Right.
He will be hosting 2 more hours right after my show on his show.
Is that you know, from
because
the party?
Right, it's like, yeah, it's still from the party.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
because
nice,
he'll be
man.
At the party as well. Because he was at the party last year and sung. So he'll be at the party again performing. And, man, this year, matter of fact, we got Kipper Jones coming too.
Oh, man.
And you would love
I must
to
make
meet
that
because
I sure hate that I missed that interview, man.
Yeah, you would love to
that.
Meet him, man.
Oh,
so,
man.
That cat, also Sparky D, too.
Sparky D, that sounds familiar.
The girl that did the rap, one of the raps about Roxanne Shanté.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, I've met her too, and she'll be there as well. So, like I said, I'm just trying to get everybody come together, and then, you know, of course you said I can cook, so therefore there's going to be a big old spread that I have at the house.
And
everybody that's coming is bringing something.
And that's good. And then I'm sure, you know, you'll be dressing your little Daisy Dukes. And, ooh, man, I went way back on you, your Daisy Dukes with your leg warmers.
Yeah,
and your Trick Daddy tattoo on your left boobie.
Girl, I would say that you could come with fishnets, but I don't want to scare away my crowd.
I know.
What is these thunder stunt guys doing with these big old holes on their fishnets?
Hey, we're going to talk about those tank top fishnets you used to wear to the club. That's another story.
We're going to talk about that hot piece of wig you used to wear.
Hey, and the Playboy Bunny shoes that you used to wear.
Well, hey. One day, I thought
you were. One day you're going to stop wearing them. That's right. One day you're going to stop wearing them. That's right.
I thought you were still on your knees in the snow with them white hookah boots. I was like, Keith, what are you doing on your knees? Oh, some other white hookah boots.
Hell in my business. Like, what you think?
Blending in with the snow. You got to have on a mini scarf.
But you know what, man? Like I said before, it's all about having fun, enjoying life, if you're listeners out there. A lot of stories that TJ and I have talked about or that we've done or seen, you know, that's a time in our life where, you know, we had fun. Or sometimes things we did where we were like, you know, I won't do that again, obviously, in the situation and position that we're in now. But it was all about having fun, and that's what it's all about. So I would only say that to everybody. Just enjoy life, because no sense in going to bed at night mad and this and
mad
that.
Mad and punching the pillow at night. And
yeah.
You know, on the mattress.
Exactly, because you got beat up by some old girl.
Some old girl bitch slapped you and took your earring off.
Exactly. Yeah, you get that beat with when we listen to this on the web. We hear that beat coming in. But no, man, it's definitely been cool. This is the first time, obviously, that I've called in. I've heard other interviews and like, man, that sounds pretty good. And that's pretty good, man. Just sometimes just hearing somebody else's stories, just what they've gone through, sometimes it just sheds light on maybe what you've gone through, and just to realize, hey, it wasn't so bad, or maybe more so, hey, I wasn't the only one that went through it. So it's all about having fun, man, and that's definitely what you and I have done, and that's what it's all about, man.
And my shows is basically entertainment. A lot of the talk shows on here, we're getting ready to go into the Z after, which is everybody won't hear this until they do the playback. So you play it back and you can hear the Z after. Me and Keith are still going to keep it rolling for a few minutes.
Blog Talk Radio.
We still online, though, Keith. We still rolling. We on the Z after. A lot of my shows are just about fun and laughing and really just having a good time, more or less entertainment. And you know I'm serious with the music because I love music and I talk to a lot of cats that do music around the United States. And there's a lot of other shows that are on here with serious talk, serious issues that, you know, like breast cancer and stuff of that, awareness shows, you know, they help you through. And mine is more or less entertainment just to make you laugh a little bit. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play this song in the background. Hopefully it ain't too loud. I hope it ain't too loud or I'll stop it down. I want to see if you remember this song. Remember that? You remember that?
Yeah.
We used to jam that at a cattle company.
Look at a brother like me.
I stopped it. That thing is a little too loud.
Yeah, it was loud, but nevertheless, I can hear it pretty good.
Let me see. I got it on 13 now. We starting it a little lower. Let me see. Now you hear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk over it. But this song used to play at the cattle company. We'd be at the club gigging.
I'm trying to think who it is, though, man. Give me the initial.
See?
Huh?
DJ. It's DJ somebody.
Oh, man.
Want me to say it?
Yeah.
DJ Quick. And Second to None.
Wow.
Oh, you know, I got all the music that I had when we were up there.
When you were up here, yeah.
Yeah, you know I still got it, so.
I remember that one cut by DJ Quick that he was probably more so known from. It was his first cut. Well, not his first cut,
first,
first album.
Yeah, I remember it too. I forgot what the name of it was.
The name of it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, did he like fall off the map or what? Or is he doing like little
underground? No, he's still doing stuff, dog. I got a new one by him. He produces a lot of different people.
Well,
I got a new one by him and El DeBarge.
What? Wait. He produced for El DeBarge?
Him and El DeBarge got a song.
Wow, imagine that, how that want to go.
Man, that, like I said, you need to come down here one week, really, because it'll take you a good week to go. You know I buy everything just like I was up there. Remember how I had to have the newest stuff first?
and y'all hear it in the car, and then later on at the clubs, we be like, that's old.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that 2 weeks ago.
Hey, yeah, that's what Phil be saying. Man, we be up on it way before they even start playing it. I say, yeah, because I go kidding.
That's right.
I read up on it all the time, and yeah. I was into music real hard, so I just go get it because I love music. So it still ain't nothing changed because I got a lot of the latest stuff that Quick did. He did the latest thing he did was like last year.
Well, tell me something. Does he still wear the? Don't tell me he's still rocking the curl, man.
He's still rocking the curl, man.
Did I say don't tell me? No.
Yes, he's still rocking it, though.
Well, I guess there's two people I know that still have the curls. One guy, I was in Costco Sunday, and you know I was paying for my stuff, and I looked up, and I'm like, is that a curl? I mean, his curl was laced with Activator, man. I was just like, you know, I looked where he was walking. There was a couple of drips. I was like, man, I ain't about to walk behind that brother. But yeah, so that's two people I know that still was. I thought DJ Quick would have gave the curl up, but I guess not, huh?
Nope. I got another one for you. I'm gonna see if you remember. Well, you ought to remember the voice, but this is new by old.
Party,
old school, okay. Yeah. Make the juke joint jump. What you got? Cold piece, I'm the one they want to talk to. I make a dude drop his cup when I walk through. Not for nothing, but I bring a lot of something to the table, and I'm able to keep a brother pumping. Case closed, drop those, leave no clues. Take yours easily, let me show you. Hard feelings get soft real quick. I'm slick, I slip from your grip. Have you too sick? Range Rover, I pose on the avenue. No attitude, I ain't really mad at you. From New York,
you don't know who that is?
I walk through the night, chill.
Not at all, man. Real what? Give me the initials.
Make that head pop. Her first two initials is MC.
Oh, Light.
There you go.
It don't sound like her, man. Maybe because she's doing freestyle.
But this is new.
Really?
Yeah, it was out this year, matter of fact. You go to Burn Lounge, and I guess you could put www.burnlounge.com/MC Light, and her page ought to come up where you listen to all her stuff. And plus, you go to MySpace, MC Light. She got new stuff. As a matter of fact, I got a song with her and Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
I know you don't.
Know, yeah.
Years back.
Well, you know, they got this show coming on called, I think it's called Rock the Cradle or something, where basically celebrities' kids, like Bobby Brown's son and other celebrities' kids, are trying to see if they could be rock stars.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I threw that out there at you, more so Bobby Brown's son, just in case with you, you know, listening to a lot of music and, you know, interviewing different people, if you know if he's had something out, Bobby Brown's son, but I guess not, since once I was saying it, you kind of like, okay, like it was new to you. So
I didn't know that he – I am not familiar with Bobby Brown's son, but I know Charlie Wilson's son.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Ooh-wee. And then ooh-wee, Bootsy's son, I'm friends with.
Is he just like his dad or what?
Charlie Wilson sounds just like his dad, and ooh-wee is on another style. He does a little bit more hip-hop, but he's...
Really?
But his beats are a little bit more different than his dad's, you know. And I know you know who this is. You got to know who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your that's your pimp daddy reprimanding you.
Yeah, I know you remember that one.
Yeah, that's before
you
got to take. Huh?
I was waiting for you to say, "Give me the initial." I agree. PAZ, nigga.
Yeah, I caught on to that one real quick. I'm like, but it was like you had too much bass in your voice, because I'm like, man, normally he's supposed to be taking his hormone pills. I don't think his voice supposed to be that deep. Yeah, I got quite a few of your CDs that you sent me. I guess you obviously haven't either done nothing new, or you said, man, skip this. I ain't giving him nothing free. You're going to start paying for these CDs, because I hadn't. Done nothing, or you just hadn't sent nothing.
No, you just hadn't gotten nothing. The last CD I did was last year in December. And
I know I'm the last on the totem pole.
Actually, I'm like about 5 CDs ahead of that. But see, I'm chilling out right now. Yeah, I'm 5 CDs ahead of that. I got 2 of them done right now, and I'm just waiting on people to sing their little spots so I can finish it up. Also, I got to go to Virginia on Memorial Day weekend and do 14 tracks in 3 days like we always do, me and my boy Ron L, because I think I sent you a couple of the Love Brothers CDs in there.
Yeah, but, didn't you say you've... Well, I don't know if you've actually done the gospel CD or somebody else.
Yeah, I have.
I don't think I've had that one. I know I don't have a gospel CD, but
I got 5, and I'm done with the 6th one. I'm 4 songs away from being done with the 6th one. I did a gospel track today, matter of fact, with the dude that I met in Las Vegas that got the 2,000 beats.
Right.
He gave me like about 200 beats on a CD. And I took one of the beats and put the lyrics down today. I'm just waiting on 2 other people to sing on there, and the song will be complete.
It'll be a wrap. So,
yeah.
Man, I just want to also say to you, man, that much love and definitely much success on what you're doing, man. It sounds like you're much happier, though. I mean, you know?
Yeah, I'm unhoed. and we both know how that can feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you go through stages in your life. First, you got to grow up.
Yep.
And then once you grow up, you think you know everything. Then you got to go through some lessons because you don't know everything.
I know that's
right. And once you go through a few lessons, and we're talking some hard lessons so you can learn everything, then you get to know your little self about holism. And holism,
exactly.
I'm going to preach to you because you're a fellow ho. I'm going to preach to you.
Yes, you are. They used to have your pitch in front of the club. Beware of this hoe.
Well,
off the scene in a fishnet tank top with Playboy shoes. Go ahead, girl.
When I was in Webster, they did have a picture of you, but it was too big for that page where hoe was at. And it said, see page 39 for KB. She will be the one with the fluorescent high-top shoes on with the fishnet. Her favorite style. She likes to look athletic plus a little sexy.
Hey, you know what? Since it's your show, I'm going to let you get away with that one, girl.
thank you, girl.
Because ain't no sense me dogging you out on your show. Then they'd be like, man, we should get him on the show instead of TAZ.
Yeah. Get TAZ off of there. You need to call this the Kay Baker show since he don't want his whole name out.
Oh, man. And hey, you know the good thing about it? Huh?
I said it was good talking to you, dog. You crazy.
Hey, man, definitely, definitely. Actually, I'm about ready to eat dinner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going on 7 o'clock here, so it's probably going on, what, 11?
Yeah, on 11.
Woo!
But Kat, it's been cool doing the Z after with you. I was calling it after the show, and my wife said, too much like Oprah. So I had to go on and say the Z after. So it was good doing it with you, man.
Definitely.
And I guess we're going to have to do it again next year.
Definitely.
Come up with some more stuff.
Anytime.
One day, what we'll do is
I'll call you up in a couple of months and you'll host a No Spin show, which is, have if you have listened to any of the No Spin shows that I played here,
right?
Go back in the archives and just pull up. I think I got three of them. I'm on number four coming up. The No Spin shows are the shows that I play songs that gets no spins on the radio. And, of course,
okay,
nobody never heard them.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? People
yeah,
be
no,
like,
exactly what you're saying.
People all the time that listen to those shows go, who is this? Who is that? Where did you get that from? And I play a lot of my friends that do music around the country. I play their cuts, and I give out their websites. And now I also play mainstream artists that you probably never really heard of. That's
never really
out.
Heard, yeah.
Go get it, yeah. So that's what I do. And you know I'm famous for getting something new to blow your mind. And it's
yeah,
like
every day, every day.
It's 2 hours of straight funk. And we just zipping through the songs. I get the information. I'm going to ask you, you feeling that one? Yeah. Then I might break about 10 minutes and talk to you about, you know, 5 minutes or so. Talk
yeah.
to you for a minute. Then we right back into music again because it's all about the music. KB, my brother, I love you, man.
Love
tell,
you back,
tell your wife I said, what's up? T-A-Z in the house.
Likewise.
Hopefully she listened to this and cuss you out at the end.
yeah. Hey, I'll make sure I bleep a lot of it out. I don't know what's wrong with this webpage, baby. So, you know, I'll hook it up. Like, yeah, I could barely hear TJ myself. I know it sounds like me, but it's really TJ.
he's a bad twiller quiz.
Yeah, you got that right. A transvestite? What'd you say? No. Gotcha, girl. All
now,
right, man, we'll make you stay up.
Later on, hold and keep the pantyhose tight.
Write it tighter. All right, my brother.
All right, then. Peace.
Peace.